This podcast is brought to you by
Don't Stop.
In today's high-tech, fast-paced world, you need a wonderful website to promote your business. You have a vision of how you want it to look, but you need someone with the skills to design it. Isn't it comforting to know that David Webb Designs not only has the experience to create a professional site, but he's ready and willing to listen to your ideas and suggestions? He'll work with you every step of the way until you're happy with the final design. That's davidwebdesigns.com. Don't just dream about the perfect website. Get it with davidwebdesigns.com.
Stop.
You are listening to David Allen and Liz Stone.
Shall we begin?
I got to say, just hearing you guys speaking and hearing all the innuendos, I had sparkling water in my hand, and now there is tequila in my hand. So
of course.
I've joined the party officially. You transformed me in 4 minutes.
Let's begin.
Let's unstrap your bra, draw the bath, and get ready to get unleashed, David Allen.
I have to say this, and then we'll get off the baloney pony, but I just think that it's so unique that he deserves a song, even if it's like a 2-minute skit just about baloney pony.
Liz Stone.
That's my secret. That's not your
secret. Did you just make that up? Robin S., is that you?
Now you're getting in the mood for Unleashed.
I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless.
Hi, I'm Liz Stone with David Allen, and welcome to Unleashed, where we speak with everyone from actors and musicians to politicians, drag queens, and world-famous authors. My co-host David Allen and I have the pleasure of introducing Post-Secret author Frank Warren. Post-Secret started as a community art project where people mail in their secrets anonymously on one side of a postcard. It has evolved into a global phenomenon. Prepare to laugh, cry, and relate to the secrets your fellow humans are sharing with the world. Wow, can't wait to hear what Frank has to say. How about it, David?
I'm very excited. I've been a huge fan of Post Secret for many, many years. And actually, it started about 3 or 4 years ago when somebody actually introduced me to it. So I immediately ran out to my local bookstore and I bought all the books. And I check every Sunday, because every Sunday he updates his website with all new secrets from all over the world. So let's hear from Frank himself. Welcome to Unleashed, Frank. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me with you.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule. So tell us about Post Secret. Tell us how this all, what was your initial motivation for Post Secret?
Well, 10 years ago, I had a good job, but it was a boring job. So on the weekends and after work, I would pursue these creative, kind of weird postcard projects. And Post Secret was the third one I tried. And it just really caught fire, the idea of inviting strangers to mail me an artistic secret on a postcard spread virally on the web. And 10 years later, I've received over 1 million of these funny, soulful, sexual confessions from all over, and more come every day.
What is the motivation for people to send you these secrets?
I think the motivation for sending these secrets is just as varied as the secrets themselves. I think some people want to share kind of an inside joke they're unable to share with maybe family or coworkers. Others might want to talk about a sexual taboo or an incident that happened when they were a child. Maybe decades ago, that was humiliating, that they've never spoken about before. Or sometimes sharing a secret can be that first step in a much longer journey to, in a way, come out to yourself.
Yeah, I have to say, I love Post Secret. I actually introduced Liz to Post Secret a couple of years ago, too, and we've been big fans. And it's just funny because we read these, and sometimes you relate to me like, wow, that happened to me, or, go ahead, Liz.
I can relate to one I saw today. Oh, my God, it was like looking at one of my teachers from Catholic school, the nun, right? I hope you don't mind. I gave her a little nickname. I call her Angry Beaver. Is that okay? she's speaking to me, right? And the person that, because unless you've been to an all-girls Catholic school, you can't relate to the level of guilt and shame ones feel. Thus, it made me who I am, the very rebellious, outspoken woman today. But on the confession, there's a picture of a nun holding what looks like the Bible, and it says, I would like to find the nuns who taught me and humiliate, shame, and berate them until they had absolutely no self-esteem like they did to me. Oh, that's so sweet. I can hear the angels singing right now.
Well, I can hear the kind of the passion in your voice as maybe relive that experience a little bit. And for me, I think that's a key part of the project and why it resonates with people in countries all over is you look at some of these artistic postcards. I know that when you're talking about it, I can see that nun in my mind's eye, kind of the school board writing that's on postcard. Very creatively made, for sure. And
is
that one or another one or maybe one in the book in the middle or at a post-secret event, there's a secret that sometimes just speaks to you. It just connects with your heart. And for an instant, you feel this intimate connection with a stranger you'll probably never meet who perhaps has articulated a secret you've been carrying, maybe as a burden, in a better way than you possibly could. And I think it's the same way with poetry or when you hear that perfect song that you can relate to. There's something about that just drives our empathy and allows us to kind of, for a moment, cut through the illusion that we're all on this planet alone. We're all together.
Oh, we are. Absolutely.
Right. And that's why I love Post-Secret, too, because it really does make you feel that, you know, you're not alone in this and people are suffering the same way you are or feeling rejoiced the way you are or whatever you're feeling at the moment and connecting with all of those secrets, you're looking at them and you're like, wow, yeah, I remember that. You know, and like Liz just described, you know, the nun just really sparked an interest for her. So it's all I heard about all day long. So,
but then there's the fun one with Brian Williams. Let's not forget about poor old Brian, who's on hiatus right now, self-imposed hiatus because of the tall tale he told about his time in the military and about the Iraq helicopter incident. And there's somebody sent you it looks like a homemade Brian Williams postcard where he's got that smirky smile and he's saying, so there we were at this bridge and Frodo says to me, here, you take the ring.
Yeah, of course, there's something about internet culture that can just take these ideas and run with them in interesting ways. For me, maybe it's the secrets that kind of invite you into a deeper story, almost like the first sentence of a novel that allows you to kind of understand what that person's experience is in a way that kind of invites you to connect with their story in a way where you draw upon your own experiences and your own values to kind of understand and feel what this person has shared with you on this very finite amount of space. You know, a postcard is just 6 inches by 4 inches, and when you have to kind of condense this rich experience into that space, it almost becomes like a visual haiku with the artwork on the postcard, the photographs, the drawings, the collages that can sometimes convey the most important, the most emotional part of the secret wordless.
Do you hand select these every time, every Sunday before you put them up? I know you put, what, 20 up on your website every Sunday, right?
Yeah, every postcard comes to my home on a postcard, and I read every secret, and I keep them all. I literally have a ton of people's secrets, one postcard at a time. It's a really precious archive. In fact, I'm talking right now with some folks at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. There's a U.S. Postal Museum, and it might be interesting to have the whole pyramid of postcards, which is taller than me, on exhibit there someday.
Wow. So how do you select the secrets that go up on your website? Like, is it, are you looking for some common interest, or are you just kind of randomly select?
Well, I tell you, every week, that's the part of my life where the clock just kind of moves independently. I'm unaware of time because I have maybe 100, maybe 200 postcards that I've selected from the week, and I'm going through the secrets, selecting postcards, arranging them on this coffee table I have down in my basement. And what I'm trying to do is fit the secrets together so that they become, in a way, this conversation instead of independent voices. So the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. And as I'm selecting and arranging these individual secrets, these snapshots of people's lives, if you will, I'm trying to knit them or edit them together in a way that they connect and they tell our story.
What's the most common type of secret that you get?
I get a lot of secrets about peeing in the shower. That's very common. One that came, Liz. That's a big laugh. Are you trying to reveal something about yourself? I'm just I'm a member myself.
Would you rather I use the sink? I don't know. Would you rather I just use the sink? I mean, I could if you prefer. It's fine.
I like this open conversation. I got a secret not too long ago that kind of, I guess, falls into that category. It said, whenever my boyfriend and I take a shower together, I pee on him and he has no idea.
Oh,
so
no,
that's a common secret. I've gotten dozens and dozens of those.
The boyfriend's going to be sending you a secret about how much he really enjoys that. So that's the secret.
Oh, the secret underneath the secret. I like where you're going with that.
There
Another
it is.
Another common
I know.
Secret I get goes beyond kind of the bathroom secrets. And I would say this is right up there. I see this secret written on postcards dozens of different ways every week. And it's basically a secret from somebody explaining that search, that journey in their life, trying to find or discover that one other person who gets them, or that one safe place where they feel like they can really open up and talk about their true selves and have those conversations that they're unable to have currently in their life, that search for intimacy. In some ways, I feel like secrets are the currency of intimacy. And so many of us are on that journey trying to find that person we don't have to keep any secrets from.
That's the tough part.
It is. And I was going to ask you, Frank, because I was looking at your website today and there's a secret on there. And I'm sure you get a lot of these, like this secret here is a picture of it looks like a child's bedroom. And it said, he molested me here. And it has a picture, like an arrow pointed to the bed. Have you ever had somebody come at you and say, now, wait a minute, that's my son's room or that's my daughter's room. You need to take that down. Or, you know, I can't believe that happened. Can you tell me who sent that to me?
I have been contacted by folks over postcards and secrets. I've been contacted by the FBI, by the police, by various postmasters. And in some cases, individuals will contact me and ask me to remove a secret that might be about them. And I verify that it's theirs. And if that's the case, I have in the past removed secrets from the website. I'll give you one example. I got a secret from a young woman who wrote, I worked all my life to get into Harvard, and now that I'm here, I hate it. And I posted that secret on the web, and a few days later, I received an email from a woman who said, hey, that's my postcard, and my friends and family have identified me, and I'm catching all kinds of grief. Can you please remove it? So I verified that it was hers, and I did take it down, but I emailed her back, and I said, listen, even though you feel this pressure, this stress in the short term in your life now, maybe in the long run, sharing that confession, that truth in your life might be a healthy thing to do. Maybe it will eventually push you to find a place on campus where you're a better fit or transfer to a school that you like better. So sometimes I think that in the process of sharing a secret, it can cause stress, pressure, tension in our lives. But in the long run, it might be the healthiest thing we can do.
Absolutely. I agree.
Now, I'm going to share my favorite secret that I've seen so far. And, you know, Liz had talked about the nun. I read this earlier today, and it really kind of struck a chord for me. And it's a picture of a mother and a child. And it says, my years of angst towards you begin to destroy the things that matter to me most. I will never understand your actions, but I refuse to let them consume me any longer. I will forgive you for being a horrible mother. That really kind of speaks, like, my childhood was just... it's a total mess, and that really just, like, this is why I love this so much, because it just really makes you think of the things that were and how they are now, and just makes you be more grateful for what you have today.
What an interesting story you touch on. That reminds me of a scene in the Post Secret play that's playing in Vancouver right now. The scene shows a postcard that says, I feel guilty because I know I could have been a better mother with my children. And that postcard is shown earlier on in the play. Later in the play, we have some responses. And one of the responses to that secret is based upon an email that I received from somebody who read that secret on the blog. And their email said, Mom, I hope this postcard is from you. I forgive you. So sometimes these secrets and confessions allow strangers to connect in these powerful ways, in cathartic ways, in ways that can kind of form this sense of virtual community and compassion that I think allows these secrets to sometimes just be the seed of a much bigger story and sending ripples out across the nation, across the oceans.
Right, and that's why I said it, because like earlier we talked about it, it's just connecting everybody. You know, like I'm sure that there's many people out there who had a horrible childhood, but at least for me, my perception of it is I can look at that, I think about it for a couple minutes, and I think about where I've come from and where I am now, and it just makes me so grateful that I'm not where I was, you know, even 15, 20 years ago.
David, let me make a confession to you. Earlier on in the program, you asked me why I started the project, and I kind of skipped it a little bit. I messed it. I talked about a boring job, but the truth of the matter, really, and I'm inspired to share this with you because of what you just opened up about, is even though I didn't know it at the time, I think one of the reasons I was creating this safe space where strangers could share their secrets in a safe and non-judgmental way is because I needed to reconcile with parts of my past I was hiding from. And there have been times when I've received postcards from strangers that have reminded me of humiliations from my childhood or bullying incidents that I've never talked about and never really processed. And I have actually been inspired by some of these secrets to write my own secrets, these uncovered memories from my past, on postcards, mail them to myself, talk to my wife about them, and some of those postcards have actually ended up in some of the post-secret books.
Wow. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. What is the, and we talked about the most common type of secret. What is the darkest secret that has ever been submitted?
You know, there's a dark one on the website right now. I'm going to try and quote it from memory. Let's see how close I get. I held back a third grader and made her repeat the school year again because her father was cute and I wanted to continue to flirt with him.
Right. And you got it mostly correct. It's that I made a student repeat a grade so that I could flirt with his father for one more year.
That is a heavy secret. That really, yeah, I think, is a peek into this hidden world that surrounds us all the time, that we're a part of, but we don't necessarily see or we don't talk about it. So for me, a secret like that is powerful. But I think it's important that stories like that be told.
And it's good that they came out with it. And, you know, I mean, I can you imagine what that's going to do to the child, though, repeating a grade? I mean, I thankfully didn't have to do that, but...
How'd you like to be in on that meeting, though, with her, with the principal? Say, well, I think we're going to have to let you go because, like, wait a minute, that wasn't me. I didn't submit that postcard.
There must be some other secrets in that story as well.
That's crazy. So, Frank,
I'll tell you my favorite secret.
Uh-oh, go ahead. What is it?
Zombies make me horny. Oh, there's a whole story behind that one, huh? It's funny.
Yeah, the picture on that one is perfect, too.
It's so great that, like, we could quote these to you and you know exactly what we're talking about. So you truly know that you truly do read every single secret. I mean, my head would explode with that. It's got to be very emotional for you to read these and see the good with the bad and the ugly.
It is an emotional experience for sure, and I've received and read over a million of these postcards, and in some ways they haunt me, and in a positive way, I'd say, in most cases. Sometimes I feel like Mel Gibson in that movie What Women Want, where he's just walking down the sidewalk and he hear
wow.
what people are thinking, see their thoughts. There's this kind of connection like that. And when you talk about a zombie postcard, it reminds me of other zombie postcards and secrets I've received. One I got said, I'm so unprepared in my life and I have nothing to look forward to. I really hope the zombie apocalypse is just around the corner. Or, when I saw how prepared you were for the zombie apocalypse, I realized you were the one I wanted to spend my life with.
Oh, how romantic.
But other times, too, secrets will just surprise me in ways that kind of lit in my everyday life. I remember one I found kind of surprising, almost shocking for me anyways. It was a secret. Again, I'm not quoting it as perfect as I should, but the secret basically said, remember that time you accidentally walked in on that public bathroom and caught me using the toilet and quickly embarrassed you closed the door? I left the door open on purpose So now, you know, if that happens to me on an airplane or wherever, I'm instantly thinking that, hey, maybe there's more to this story. Maybe there's something else happening here. Maybe there's a secret I'm kind of walking in the middle of.
Yes, the newest form of speed dating brought to you by Frank Warren. It's the open door policy. Yeah, hey, whatever it takes, right? You know, here it is.
Now, the other secret that I see on this week's Secrets, too, is the very first postcard on the website on postsecret.com is, "You are the love of my life. Please don't tell my husband. I promise I won't tell yours."
Yeah, two women there with their faces covered, but a secret that is pretty common for me. There seems to be this connection, especially between best friends, that sometimes can develop much further. And it's something I think that when people find themselves in the middle of that experience, it's difficult to know what to do or who to tell. And so a secret can be formed, and then it ends up on a postcard mailed to Post Secret.
That's outstanding. Now, did you think that Post Secret would turn into such a phenomenon that it has?
Well, I knew when I started the project, if I really could convince strangers to share with me their deepest secrets, it would really be special for me. But I have been shocked at how it has become so popular worldwide. The Post Secret blog has had over 700 million visits.
Wow.
And the books are bestsellers. And there's a Post Secret play. There's a Post Secret album that you can listen to confessions on. The project has just continued to expand and grow. I spoke at UCLA last week, and in a couple days I'm headed up to Seattle to share secrets and stories at Post Secret events. So there's something about these confessions that aren't just inexhaustible, but they continue to fascinate.
Right.
Well, we are social creatures. People are craving the connection, but I don't think they want all the trappings that come with, like, this Facebook and all that stuff. It's just, let me just get this out. Let me do it anonymously, and then let it ripple. Let everyone benefit from it. Plus, I believe it's the element of using the written word. We've lost that, don't you think, Frank? How many times do people write things down anymore on a piece of paper and mail it somewhere?
About once a week I get a postcard, and I can identify the person has used their non-dominant arm to write the secret because they're so afraid that their handwriting will be identified. Or sometimes the postcard might have way too much postage on it because the person doesn't know how many stamps go on a postcard. I think there's something really special about this marriage of the traditional form of communication, the postcard, with the digital world.
I love it.
Yeah, when people say, hey, can I just email you a secret or text you a secret? You know, I say no. I say, you know, please take the time to get
take
that
the
postcard.
Effort. Right.
And visually express your secret in a meaningful way for you, because I really do think there's something powerful about that ritual of taking ownership of a secret, picking the exact words to kind of document it on the postcard, and then just physically letting it go to a stranger exposed all the way.
And see, Liz and I talk about that frequently, too. We talk about the power of writing, because when you're angry, when you're upset, when you're happy, when you're sad, whatever, for me at least, when I'm really pissed off at something, I'll write it down. I'll freehand write it down because I can destroy it. I can get it out of me, put it on paper, see it in front of me, and watch it just go away, whether I mail it out, whether I burn it, whether I rip it. And that's, like Liz was saying earlier, we just kind of lost touch with that because we have social media now. We got email. We got texting. You lose all of that. So even on a blog, it's still not the same as seeing it in front of you coming from your body onto that paper.
It's almost like you're exercising that feeling, and in order to do it, too, sometimes a secret might be about conflicting feelings. I'll give you, this is a devastating secret that I've received more than once from people. The secret of the confession about feeling guilty or confused about these feelings from their childhood, and the feelings are this. The person describes how a family member, maybe an uncle or a friend of the family, molested them so sexually when they were younger. But they also say at the same time, that was the family member or that was the friend of the family who was the one person who didn't ignore me, who was the one person who really kind of cared about me and spent time with me. And so that, on the one hand, they feel this connection, this almost friendship with that person, almost like it was their favorite member of the family. On the other hand, when they were old enough to realize that that person had abused them, it creates this real clash of feelings. It's difficult to know how to process that. So that's a struggle too. And sometimes those chaotic feelings that are clashing inside of us, that's the secret itself. It's a secret because we don't even know what words to use to describe it to ourselves or to somebody else, let alone how that person would react to our secret. So if you do have a piece of paper, a postcard, and you just write down that story, write down your feelings in a way where you know you're not going to be judged, no one else is going to see it. When you're done, you can just burn it. I think that act can really help us kind of reveal secrets and feelings in ourselves that allow us to grow and maybe ultimately give us the confidence to know that it's okay to tell that story to the right person, to a spouse, to a counselor, to someone at your church, and further kind of exercise not only that secret, but the burden of that secret from your life.
I love the fact that you just described the ultimate irony about the highest level of betrayal when someone feels like their protector should have cared for them, yet it's a secret, but it's a secret exposed, and it can empower victims. And I really, really, from the bottom of my heart, Frank, I commend you for the work that you do.
Oh, thank you. I feel very fortunate that so many people have trusted me with these secrets, and the journey itself has just become more and more complex and gratifying and meaningful for me as time has passed. It's been 10 years now, and I tell you, I still get excited like a kid Christmas morning every time I go out to my mailbox.
Well, you're keeping the United States Post Office in business. That's wonderful.
All right. You send us those
postcards.
There you
go. There you
go. Tell us in these 10 years that you've been doing this, what have you learned from this process?
Well, sometimes I see PostSecret kind of as the anti-Facebook, and how on social media we're spending so much time kind of creating these images of how we want the world to see us, these maybe superficial profiles. But there are these other stories that we keep that we don't share as frequently. And so I think that's the space, that's the part of who we are that I think PostSecret allows us to explore. And through that exploration, the things I've learned about secrets, one thing is that there are two kinds of secrets. There are the secrets that we keep from others and the secrets that we hide from ourselves. And sometimes by reading other people's secrets, their soulful confessions, they can remind us of some of our own deeper secrets, and the courage that strangers have to share theirs with ours can sometimes be contagious and inspire us to share ours in different ways.
That's outstanding. That is great. I mean, like I said, you know, earlier, it's very inspiring work what you're doing, because it really gets it out there, and I think a lot of people can relate to it. And if you don't know it, you know, postsecret.com, check it out. I did preface it with Liz, though, before. You know, it's a very emotional ride when you're looking at these secrets, because like I said, even the 20 that you post, I have all the books. I bought all the books, and I've been following you. You know, not from the beginning, but I've been following you since I learned about it. And it's just, it's such an emotional thing, even for me, because a lot of them, like I said, I can look at them and like, wow, I could relate to that. And, you know, Liz can relate to that. But when she first saw it too, it was just like, you really need to be in a quiet room in your own space to kind of get into this for right now until you start getting the handle of you know, cause you never know what you're going to see.
But Frank is very generous. You'll see a postcard that completely brings you to tears, then the next one's going to make you laugh your ass off. So thank you for the palate cleansers, Frank. That's great. Appreciate that.
I do try and set it up so it's kind of like storytelling through secrets, and almost like a musician wants to hit every note.
That's
looking
right.
For kind of every emotion and hitting that rhythm in a way that brings surprise but also connection.
Absolutely. Now, Frank, we do our own sort of secrets on Unleashed. It's called Confessions. And we ask people to go to getunleashedproductions.com and click the Confessions link and just send us confessions that they would like us to answer. So if you wouldn't mind, we're going to read this week's confession to you. And if you wouldn't mind answering for us, that'd be great.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay, Frank, whenever you're ready, I'm going to read this to you, okay? Here it goes.
I'm all set.
All right, here we go. I recently found out my ex-boyfriend married the girl he cheated on me with, and they now have had a baby. I didn't think it would affect me because it has been 9 years since our breakup, but I feel devastated and sad all over again. I constantly wonder why he was blessed with the happy ending I was wishing for. I ask myself, why haven't I met anyone worthwhile? I'm scared to go through the hurt and pain again, so I put on a smiling face for everyone. I want to forget this miserable relationship and be happy. What can I do to move on with my life? Signed, Lost in London, England.
Oh, boy. I'll say, I get so many postcards every week, but people don't ask for a response from me. They're mailed anonymously. I think people just like the idea of letting their confession go. So this is a new experience for me to try and come up with a response. I would say, first of all, please don't feel alone with that confession. That's an experience that men and women have all the time. And so you're not alone with it. And I commend you for articulating your story in a courageous way, kind of owning your story instead of it owning you. That's the first step, to share it with a stranger in this case. But maybe after this, you'll be able to share it with a friend, or maybe write a story about it, or have it inspire you to do something in your own life that's positive. But I will say, too, that in some ways, if we look too carefully at other people's experiences, whether it's secrets or stories or exes, we can undercut our own confidence in a way that might not be accurate. For example, perhaps you're projecting how happy he is in his life. Perhaps he's miserable. That could be a reality, too. You just don't know it, but you're telling yourself the story that he's found happiness, everything's perfect. That might not be true at all. And so maybe expressing how you feel about the experience is the first step. And maybe the next step is to let it go and to focus on those things in your life where you do have control, where you can work towards a goal. I listened to a podcast today for the first time, Invisibilia, on NPR, and it profiled this man who lost a woman in his life. He was devastated. He developed this fear of rejection. And ultimately what he ended up doing to get through it is he made it this game where every day he challenged himself to find rejection in one new or novel way. And it really allowed him to push through that struggle, that obstacle he had in his life, and find a way to connect to others and find a way to find a sense of peace and move from where he was to where he wanted to be.
That's good advice.
That's the best advice we've gotten so far in the show. Thank you so much for that. So let's go to shameless promoting, Frank. What's coming up for you? I know they can go to postsecret.com to see all your secrets. What else is coming out?
There are 6 post-secret books. The last one just came out a couple of months ago, and I travel the country sharing secrets and stories at post-secret live events, and all that information is on the post-secret website or the post-secret Facebook fan page.
Danny, I have not yet attended a live post-secret, but I do intend on doing it when you come around my area, so I'm very excited for that.
People sometimes wonder what I talk about at these events, and it is a question that I think makes a lot of sense. But I gave a TED Talk, so if you're curious, you can see a 10-minute version of a post-secret event that I gave at a TED Talk.
Do you have any inspiring words for our Unleashed listeners today?
I don't know if it's inspiring, but one of the things I've learned through this project is that when you keep a secret, it sometimes keeps you, and it makes you feel as though you're alone and by yourself and no one understands, but that's just an illusion that disappears as soon as we can find the strength to find the right person to talk about that experience with, to confess, to let it go. And it might just be writing it down on a postcard and mailing it to a stranger, or whispering it into a tree, or writing it in a letter and burning it.
Outstanding. Thank you so much for your time today, Frank. We really appreciate it. Liz, do you have anything else?
I just have one secret to tell.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
In the words of Sir Mix-a-Lot, I like big butts and I cannot lie. Sorry, I said it.
None of us can lie. David and Liz, it's been a great pleasure. I'll look for your postcards, too.
Thank you. Oh, we'll be sending our postcards. I got some ideas I'm going to be – yeah, exactly. Strap yourself in, honey.
All interesting people have good secrets, so I bet you guys
have. That's right.
That's right.
ready to add style and finesse to your life? Wish you could get priceless pointers from an expert. On Unleashed, wishes do come true. With a hearty here's how moment, it's time for Breeny Maxwell, America's domestic doyen.
This is Breeny Maxwell with this week's Hints for Gracious Living. Cleaning is a distasteful task that no one enjoys. There are, however, ways to make it, well, if not fun, at least less of a drudge. There are pluses and minuses to furniture polish. It leaves your wood furniture with a lovely sheen. However, if you touch it, you're left with fingerprints and oily fingers. Solve that problem by sprinkling your freshly polished furniture with a little cornstarch, then rubbing it into the surface and away with a soft cloth. The cornstarch will absorb the excess oil, leaving your tabletop with a streak and fingerprint-free shine that won't give your magazines oil spots. Lighter fluid isn't just for cigarettes anymore. It's amazing how many uses it has around the house. Suffering from skid marks from your wedgies? Lift the ugly black marks from your kitchen floor with a dab of lighter fluid and a paper towel. It also removes scuffs from patent shoes, gum from most surfaces, including fabric, and stickers and tape residue from plastic and metal. I even use it to remove stamps from envelopes when I'm feeling particularly thrifty. Don't smoke while using it, though. Unless you're not fond of your eyebrows. Part of what makes cleaning complicated is disorganization. You can solve that problem by approaching a room with a plan. Start by taking all the objects that don't belong out on the surfaces and putting them in one place. Getting them out of their comfort zones on the tables and counters of your room and massed together into a pile will help motivate you to put them away where they belong. When it comes time to vacuum and dust, think of your room as a big clock. Start at 12 and work your way around the room to 12 again. You'll be done in a jiffy. You know, it's a paradox. You put two socks into the wash and only one comes out. It can't be accounted for, but it can be put to your advantage. Those mismatched socks are perfect for various cleaning tasks. Put one on each leg of a large piece of furniture, and it will glide across a hardwood or linoleum floor with ease. Slip one on your hand and dust with it, or use it to polish or, well, even store the silver. Little tips like these can be helpful time savers in the less than enchanting task of maintaining your home. Next week, I'll talk about some ecologically sound ideas for decorating your home. Until then, I'm Breeny Maxwell. Bye now.
Find more from Breeny at BreenyMaxwell.com.
Attention now, I'm gonna keep it, better listen up. This one's for the people who've been told they're never good enough. The little girls and boys who dream of what they wanna be. The little girls and boys who grow up into you and me. But you and me, we got a little secret in our playbook. A little something that'll really shake the game up. Something for the people who don't think that you deserve. Now you got a super weapon that can take over the earth. Put your guns up, put your laser guns up. Put your guns up, put your laser guns up. You take a laser gun and you put it in the air and you fire to the sky like hey. Put your guns up, put your laser guns up. Put your guns up, put your laser guns up. You take a laser gun and you put it on the sun and you fire to the sky like hey.
It's a Sayamo and the game is real. We're all just trying to make it, but making it big is so hard. Before you take a bullet, think you better get a bodyguard. Build some walls to feel around yourself before you go. Cause rejection is the name of the game, but do you listen?
No.
You struggle and you're fighting, yeah, you're probably gonna bleed a lot. So get your bloody ass up to the mark and then you take a shot. You're only gonna get one chance to make the world aware of who you are and what you do. So you had better come prepared. Because I'm